Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
How old is the Q?
86.
86? I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but Ozzy is back to his normal routine, says Sharon Osbourne, his wife. And, you know, Ozzy'd been in the hospital there because flu complications, and he was in intensive care for a while, had to cancel out shows in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. But both wife and son Jack now say the Oz is the regular old Ozzy. As expected, Luke Perry's official cause of death was ruled a stroke. Luke Perry's body transported to Dixon, Tennessee, where he was buried Monday. He owned property there, had a farm, lived there part-time since the mid-1990s. Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to perform their first ever concert in Egypt on Friday, and you can see it online. They'll be at the pyramids.
Wow.
One of the seven wonders of the world. That's where they're going to do their thing. You can go to Red Hot Chili Peppers website at 11 o'clock our time tomorrow morning, and you can see a live stream of the Chili Peppers doing a show from the pyramids.
I'm surprised that much volume, you know, doesn't cause any kind of, you know, the sand to shake or, like, you know,
cracking the pyramids.
Somebody would, you know, somebody you'd think would step up and say, you know what?
That's not good for the pyramids.
That's not good,
man,
for the pyramids.
Yeah, well, they've been around for a long time.
Well, rock on.
Oh, okay. And then coming up on March 26th, a couple weeks away, it'll be the first documentary on Randy Bachman. They're just going to call it Bachman. Randy's opening for Lynyrd Skynyrd tomorrow night in Abbotsford. And this documentary is, you know, will touch on his career and how he got started in Winnipeg. And family members will be interviewed, and Peter Frampton, Paul Schaefer, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Young interviewed in this documentary. And Neil talks about how, yeah, he grew up in Winnipeg. He was a teenager the same time as Randy Bachman. And he says, hey, Randy's the one who had it all going. He says Randy's teenage band, the Silvertones, that was the one that was, they were drawing the crowds.
They were the biggest band in town. I mean, they were the best band in town. They were the best and the biggest, and there was a good reason for it. Everybody else was doing what they did, you know, and it was good. There were a lot of interesting bands around town, but the real, real good ones, that was the Silvertones.
And they became the Guess Who, I think?
I think so. But yeah, that was where it started for Randy Bachman. I hope he does some storytelling from the stage tomorrow night in Abbotsford. I'm looking forward to that show. All right, we'll close the trash with some of the late night guys talking about the whole college admissions scandal. We got James Corden, but first a little Conan.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are both under indictment. So it turns out actresses over 40 can get arrested in this town.
Parents were paying a middleman hundreds of thousands of dollars to create the illusion that their kids were athletes by photoshopping their kids' heads onto the bodies of athletes. If you're too lazy to pose for an actual picture with a jersey and a lacrosse stick, you really don't deserve to go to college.
That's the trash.